Well, what you're seeing me doing here is I'm going to print off some notes that I sent to myself. Oh, Jesus, look at that. I wonder what font that... I wonder what size the font is there. We'll look and see. Maybe the... doesn't look too good, man. No, that's bullshit there. Make love all day long. I know it's a little noisy with the fan going. I apologize. Make love singing so... God damn it. What is with that, man? Why is it so goddamn small? All right, fuck me. Jesus Christ on a fucking crutch, you goddamn... How'd the fucking font get all of a sudden adjusted down? Tell me, man. Why is that, why is that font just all of a sudden fucked up? Quality, margin, paper size, portrait.
Very interesting, but not funny.
I don't know why that is, man. God damn it. Really fucking something, man. You know what? The fucking hell, brother. Show original. Well, okay. Maybe this is better, man. I don't know. I guess the original font is way bigger. Let's see if this is any good. This is better. Go with that one. So, welcome to the show. And very pleasant day to you. Here on a Wednesday, isn't it? It is. How's everybody? I don't have my coffee. I don't give a shit. We are recording this podcast / pre-show at 4:15 in the morning. Because this is when I decided I wanted to do it. I went to bed early. Didn't sleep all that well. I don't sleep well anyway. Dave Asprey spent 20 years completely transforming his health, his brain, and his life, and Andy designed the Bulletproof Coffee Kit to let you reach your full potential in just a fraction of the time. Don't settle for average Joe that just gets you out of bed. Bulletproof Coffee is the world's cleanest beans to help you reach peak performance all day. How much more could you get done if you never had another afternoon slump? Visit Bulletproof.com to discover how to get all-day energy without caffeine. All right? Use our coupon code. Check out Bulletproof.com. All kinds of superior additives, man. Really great stuff. Uber. Jesus fucking Christ. Ow. Ow. Fuck. This motherfucker. I don't like this guy they got on Fox. He's this loudmouth motherfucker that they used to have on NBC here in L.A. He's a fucking former USC Trojan, loudmouth fuck. Thinks he's way more interesting than he really is. I don't know the guy. I don't even know his name. He's got some Greek fucking name. You guys know what I'm talking about? I guess they thought he was a real character and personality. It's the thing about jocks, you know. I got a prejudice against jocks, you know. Oh, they can, you know, they're fine in their little corner, you know, you go into their little football corner, but I think they have to pay their dues like anybody else, and a lot of them don't, you know. Football players, as we mentioned, you know, they from the time they're in high school all the way through college and the pros, they're getting their fucking asses licked up one side and down the next, and then they jump into TV and the same motherfucking thing is happening to them, and they suck, you know. 90% of these guys are fucking terrible. I mean, it takes a lot to keep my interest when it comes. Who's the guy that I think is great? Who was that fucking guy? I don't even remember the guy's name, but he and Tony Dungy together do a pretty credible fucking job of keeping my interest. I can listen to what they're saying, and I believe what they're saying. These assholes that sit there and laugh at all the shit that they're saying, Man. I got a fucking headache, these motherfuckers. Who's that cat, man? Woodson? No. I'll tell you right now. All the shit you see. I'll... All right, where we at, man? Football, Dungy, and, you know what I mean? Dungy and Harrison, that's the guy. Is it Rodney Harrison? Rodney Harrison, that guy, Rodney Harrison was on the Chargers, if I remember. Rodney Harrison's great. He really is. As far as I'm concerned, he's my kind of commentator. He just gives me the fucking facts, man. He's extremely credible. He's extremely intelligent. He appears to know exactly what he's talking about. I don't need anything more than that. If the guy, has a really, like, you know, let me see, who are the guys that I really get a kick out of as commentators when it comes to being funny guys? I don't know. Not a lot of them, man. I mean, I prefer listening to football or watching football with a play-by-play guy and a color commentator who are all about the game. You know, and are really good at breaking it down. I like Aikman. People may not like him, I do. Joe Buck's fine when he doesn't get too full of himself about shit. You know, whatever. You know, I guess. I don't know. Excuse me. I think the funniest guys are the most colorful, or I guess the best personalities when it comes to... sports, when it comes to play-by-play, are generally local guys because they know the team so intimately, they can fill in a lot of detail, and their humor and their critique of the team comes from, like, you're listening to a family member, you know, as opposed to just some smart-ass fucking national motherfucker that comes popping in here every so often to do the game and, you know, dispense his grooviosity on everybody. What do we have here, man? All right, here we go. Just got to get some shit done here. Got to get a couple things done here. You don't have time to lay your trip on me. Wee, 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 wee. Oh, fuck. There's people in the ground who'll screw you in the ground. And the thing, and I did the best I could. I make love to you the way you showed me to. Steve's got warrants. Steve has warrants. Do you guys ever go on to Periscope? And I don't know if you have Periscope, but I'm telling you, it's to me, it's one of the most fascinating things that has ever come out of social media. It's far more interesting, I think, than Facebook, anything. And the thing that I love about Periscope isn't so much that, you know, I can put myself on TV and go, ooh, look, you know. What I love is going on this map they have of the world. They have a global map. And you can see where everyone using Periscope is by way of these red dots. So you look on this map of the world, literally, and you're looking at Australia, you're looking at Russia, you're looking at North America, you're looking at Europe, and you'd be surprised at how many people are using Periscope in Russia. And when I say Russia, you know, it's such a big fucking country. I shouldn't even say Russia. I should say, you know, Eurasia or something. But it is Russia. It's all these republics you never even fucking heard of. This morning, there was a telescope. There was a periscope up from a town called Yatusk, I think it is the name of it. It's 650 miles south of the Arctic Circle. And it was four women sitting at a table in what appeared to be a restaurant. All of them Asian, I would say the racial term is Mongolian or Mongol. Don't get start making jokes because it is. It's the Asian-looking, Chinese-looking Asian, Japanese-looking Asian. You know, Mongoloid-looking Asian is what it's technically. God damn it, I got something in my fucking eye. There's something in my motherfucking eye. God damn you fucking piece of shit. Fuck. What is this, man? I thought I got this out last night. So, these four women, imagine four Chinese women, or four women who look to be Chinese, or who look to be Korean, speaking Russian. Well, this part of Russia has a lot of Asian, and when we say Asian-looking, I probably, it's a bad way of putting it, but they're not European. The Asian-looking women speaking a Russian dialect, and sitting and talking, and it looked like they were having some decidedly Asian food. There was rice there. It looked like they had some tea. One girl had a surgical mask on, which is pretty common in the Far East when they are in the cold and flu months. And they're getting into it there. Just really, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, man. It's just a slice of life watching this happening right now. Another time I flipped on there, that reminds me, I gotta get my fucking flu shot. I cannot be getting too much further into the season here without it.
What you doing there, sweetie?
I got Thunders here.
How you doing, Thundy Wundy Wundy?
Hi, baby.
Come here, baby. Come on, baby. That's a good girl. Come here. Come here, baby.
Yeah, gotta play a game with her here.
Come here, sweetie. Come on, sweetie. That's a good girl. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Oh, come on, that one.
Whee! There's Thunder. Yeah. There's Thundy Wendy. How you doing, honey? Haven't had you on TV in a while. Here, right? She's a good girl. She's hanging out with Poncho now. So Poncho's kind of taken over, isn't he? Kind of taken over the whole thing, man. And she's got all this fucking hair. What I'd love to do is, like, get a dog. Just for a change of pace. But she's all right, man, this girl. And she kills the flies and all the shit and the moths and all that stuff, don't you? Yeah, she does. Good girl, huh? That's a good girl.
Woo-hoo.
You're looking at all, she's looking at the board, you know, what's going on here, man? Pretty weird, isn't it, babes? Thunder Girl. Call her Thunder because she's like, she looks the opposite of Thunder. So we call her Thunder. What do you think, honey? Huh? You like that? You like the wind on you?
Yeah, you like the wind on you?
Yeah. I think she's enjoying this breeze that I got blowing from the fan. Oops, that was me. It was me making a funny noise. Sorry.
What do you think, honey? Huh? What's a girl doing, huh? Huh?
Okay, baby, you wanna go?
Ta-da!
Okay, baby. Off goes Thunder, man, for another adventure somewhere. What the fuck is on the floor? All right, man. All right, sweetie. I'll be up there after the show. You know? So, I'm babysitting the cats. Because, I will be alone here in the household for a while with Lauren in Minnesota, visiting her chums who, everybody goes to Minnesota now, but it's from California. Everyone's relocating to Minnesota. That's what it seems like anyway. I lived in Minnesota. Nice people. Damn nice people. My listeners were nice people. But a little too cold for me, man. I can't, you know, I'm not man enough for it. You know, I can't do it, man. Don't make me do it. You know, little too cold for me. Here is, thank you. Sound effects. So, yeah, check out this fucking Periscope, man. And I go on Periscope, I don't know, every so often. I've had about 12. But, you know, it was like I was talking to some of the guys. And everybody has sort of agreed that, you know, there's so much social media that when you are in the business of being on the air or being in an entertainment business, you know, so your ass is already sort of you're presenting your ass to the fans and to the people. That's what you do. That, you know, you have to. All right, so that means that you now run the risk of a real nauseating kind of overexposure. I think that's what I think. I could be very fucking wrong, because I think so much has been turned upside down. I would love to see some hard numbers, box office numbers, when it comes to casting someone in a movie who has, like, 2 million followers on Instagram, which is what they do now. You know, they do this. This factors in significantly, almost to the majority when it comes to what is, you know, considered for someone to be in a movie. And we'll look at the social media. What's this guy's following? Because their thinking is, and I don't know whether or not this is for real or not, their thinking is, the guy's got 3 million followers on Instagram. That's 3 million tickets sold. Well, not really. I mean, as you guys know, and anybody that uses social media, you know that because you follow somebody doesn't necessarily mean that you're actively engaged with them, you know, hardcore. You know, Matt Besser said it very, very well when we did our interview with him on The Science of the Funny. When he says, I got 100,000 followers on Twitter. He says, but I don't think I got 100,000 fans. He says, if I've got 50,000 fans, I would be very, very happy. Because that's, he said, that is a super living, man. You know, I've got somewhere around 15,000 followers on Twitter. And I got 25,000 on Facebook. If I turn a third of my Twitter followers into subscribers, you know, I'm doing fucking beautiful, man. Not that I ain't. Ugh, God, that goddamn fucking acid reflux.
I don't want to tell you the numbers that we do,
the business that we do, but... You know, if you can turn a 30% of 15,000, that's really good. 30% of 100,000 is really fucking good. You know, I think 30%, not 50, but 30, is a good goal, you know, when it comes to what you can do with your social media followers. So a guy with 2 million followers on Instagram, and I think it was that cat Kevin Hart, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe he's got more. He's probably got more. But let's say 2 million followers on Instagram. One third of that is 750,000. Well, 600,000. 660,000. Tickets sold. Times 10, let's say. So this is $6 million. You know? It's a good start. Let's put it that way. It ain't... I mean, in terms of tickets, you know, to movies, fuck, I can't even tell you, man, because, you know, there's a lot more going on there. You know, whether that's going to be enough or not, I don't think so. But anybody thinks they're going to be able to turn that shit into... all of that shit into ticket sales? No fucking way. Okay. Take a look and see what time we're looking at here. 9 minutes. So let's see. I have not paid a lot of attention to the National Football League season just yet. Gee, I wonder why. Oh, I know. Because my whole goddamn weekend is taken up with the Milwaukee motherfucking Lions now, you know. I'm telling you right now, it takes a good, you know, 2 hours to record it, and it takes at least 2 fucking hours to edit it. But that's being, you know, that's all other things, you know, just the raw time. But, you know, you're fucking around, you're looking for shit, you're moving back and forth, you're trying to figure this out, figure that out. I mean, it takes up the whole fucking weekend. That's why I said, no fucking way am I doing any more editing or working at all on Sunday. I'm not going to goddamn do it any fucking more. So all that shit's got to get done by Saturday, you know. So people ask, well, why did you do the Milwaukee Lions? It's a lot of fucking work, man. And frankly, unless it's, you know, unless it's worth it, you know, financials. Here we go again with the financials. But unless it's worth it financially, fuck it. You know, I ain't gonna fucking do that shit, you know. But we did see a pop. We had a really good year the year we were doing the Lions. And so let's bring them back. But what's the word, negligible? All right. Mark Cuban is running a yap over there on the sidelines. What am I looking at here? He's all pissed off. Doc Rivers on the DeAndre situation. Clippers. Oh, Shark Tank. All right, man. Steve Bozell. I'm just not really all that fascinated with a lot of this stuff. I need a conservative guy. I got Larry Grover and that's it? Where are my fucking conservatives? Lloyd? Jay Santos? Jay Santos is not really conservative. God damn it, man. Who's my conservative? Who is my conservative? Ron Tarner. Guy Barton. Steve Bozell. I think Bozell is a very weak conservative. Dave Oliva, Herb Sewell, Brassville, Bozell. All right. Frank Gray's on the golf course. Let me get rid of this shit here. I got too much weird shit going on here. Race car. Fuck. Ride away, drive away. There we go. This I love. one, two, three. And Bozell also talks about his magic show. Maybe, and then Lloyd, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 34, 15. What are we going to do here, man? All right. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. What about the fucking Emmys, man? They stiffed like a motherfucker, didn't they? That's what somebody said, that they were the lowest goddamn ratings ever. Is that right? Also, I need one other sound effect here. I need the phone bed for... Okay, and... Ted, come on, Ted. Did I can't believe if I did it, I'm really pissed. Did I get rid of Ted? Can't believe that I don't have Ted here. Motherfucker. Desktop. Oh, great. Left audio, left beds.
yeah. Where I'm at. Ted's jingle, there it is. Why is that all that? What is this?
All this stuff has not been changed over. I want the default player in this shit not to be that.
Oh, you motherfucker. See, now I gotta fucking do a dance here, man. Goddamn motherfucker. Now I gotta do some fucking goddamn cunt dance with this. God damn it! How do I change this fucking thing over? I'll tell you what I gotta do. Hold on, folks. All right, here we go. This is gonna be fun. Okay. It's only one little thing I've got to do. Oh, only one little tiny thing that I've got to do. And that is, I've got 16 of these here. All right, very good. Now I just need to get my other thing. I'll be ready to go here. Lonely Surfer. Okay. L-O-O-O-O-L-O-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O-L-O-O- the lonely server, the lonely server, the lonely server. Here we go. All right. Okay, got it. All right. And let us, let me just make sure I got this right. Hey, Frank Gray. Oh, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for Frank's wind. And effects. Yeah. Windy outside. That has All right. God damn it. Fuck my eyeballs. My eyeballs, man. Here we go. Now, before we get into too much here, I want to remind you that driving with Uber is one hell of a great way for you to make some extra money. It's one great way for you to work around your crazy schedule. It's one great way for you to find a way to go out and make a little bit of life-changing bread while you're in school, taking care of the kids. Whatever you have that's going on, you can augment, you can facilitate, you can sort of marry it to driving with Uber. I've talked to Uber drivers. I've been around Uber drivers. You might say that I'm an Uber driver expert. And when I say Uber driver, I mean driving with Uber. I've been around those kinds of people, okay? And let me tell you what, they're serious about their lives. They're serious about their vocations and avocations. They're extremely friendly people. They're people. And let me tell you what, it's a quick way to get from one place to the next. Way quicker than any other conveyance, I should say, that I've ever used. So I am here to tell you that driving with Uber is going to make you an automatic fan, is going to make an automatic fan of me, of you. And it's also probably going to get you a lot more business. Let me just do this all over again because it's so fucked up what I'm doing.